Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bruins Blues. WEEI's coverage of the Stanley Cup Final is brought to you by your New England Toyota dealers and Atlantic Power Cleaning.
Police say the plot involved at least six alleged hired killers. Several, they say, waited in parked cars near the scene of the shooting. These individuals, each one of them, said the head of the Dominican police force, all of them have been jailed and will go before a court. The alleged shooter and driver, police say, conferred with other members of the group in two cars just before the shooting. Police say it was a coordinated, paid hit. When David Ortiz played in the major leagues, he pulled down million-dollar paydays. But the alleged hitmen hired to kill him, police say, were promised far, far less. 400,000 Dominican pesos, police say, about $8,000.
Pretty unbelievable when you think about it, huh? $7,800 American, to be exact. In what looks to be a really orchestrated hit, albeit very sloppy.
Bumbled.
Very
terribly
bumbled.
Orchestrated, right. is a compliment.
I mean, they at least have closed-circuit cameras down there where they actually had them practicing like a one street over with these two cars and with the motorcycle trying to figure out how they were going to do it. The motorcycle actually went and parked outside this bar initially earlier on Sunday. So they
Wait, the same motorcycle guy that's claimed that he is just a motorcycle taxi had nothing to do with it?
Well,
they have him on camera practicing?
Nope. They have somebody on camera. They don't know if it's this guy, but they have somebody. But they're bringing in an awful lot of people, aren't they? Six have been arrested. They've got a seventh now where they know where he is. None of these guys, if you look at them, they all have nicknames.
Yeah.
All of these guys.
I saw that.
Yeah.
One was actually Poppy.
Was Poppy.
Not
big. Everybody's Poppy.
Right. Not big Poppy. The surgeon.
Right, the surgeon.
Was another one.
Well, I don't think he's a doctor, a real doctor.
And Christian, just
think.
To clean up something else we were talking about.
There's
so
a
the
new nickname I have.
The shooter got off the motorcycle, took the shot, ran off, but where he ran to was this gray Hyundai that they have on surveillance. So he ran exactly to a spot. So they used the motorcycle guy to get him there. You know, maybe he still had nothing to do with it. But that car was waiting to take him away as well.
Yeah, and I believe that because if the motorcycle guy knew, like, this was part of it, like, he wouldn't just be just hanging around. You know, and to think that this guy would just decide just to take off on foot, even if he knew the neighborhood, it's ridiculous also.
Yeah, so he had someone waiting for him.
Yeah.
We've gone from where the initial report was that it was a robbery to the point now where it, not only was it a hit job, but it was a hit job that was orchestrated.
Practiced.
And it
planned
it,
out.
Exactly.
A lot of people involved.
And everybody still got caught.
Right. The gunman's name is Ralphie Ferraris Cruz. And these guys have...
It's a rough-looking bunch, too, by the way.
Yes, it is, isn't it? And they have track record. Like, one of them is up for murder in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Another
right.
one for attempted murder
New
in New Jersey or New York.
They have ties to the U.S.
They have ties. So there's even more to the story right now. And we heard about this possible love triangle that was involved. The Daily Mail is not backing off this story. Matter of fact, they're throwing more. They're doubling down on this whole idea that the hit was basically done because of
jealousy
with a female who is tied to a drug lord. And by the way, all of these guys that they arrested are all tied to drugs.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's starting to come together here. We saw the video the other day with women fighting along with Big Poppy's entourage. It turns out that one of the women that were fighting is this female who's involved in the so-called love triangle, model Maria Yarabel Martinez Garcia.
Jeez.
She's believed to be the center of the love triangle. She was,
you used your confirmation name and your middle name. And
but it gets even a little stranger. This model, apparently, that was seen brawling in the hospital It's now been revealed that Big Poppy bought her. This is our Big Poppy, David Ortiz.
Okay, not the drug lord.
That's Poppy.
Okay, I want to make sure we differentiate, okay? Yep. Who's who?
So David Ortiz bought her an $85,000 Lexus the day before he was shot. And Daily Mail not only is able to verify it, but they actually have the actual sales document and the check that is signed and written by David America Ortiz Arias. $85,000 check. They have that. They also have mentioned here that they went and approached the Santo Domingo-based car dealership to verify whether the papers were genuine, and a saleswoman said she was not able to speak to the media because there's an ongoing police investigation. So the police have already been there and have already gotten the records for this transaction.
Do not commit crimes with checks.
Which lends me to believe that they think there's a tie-in here, right? That why are they already at that dealership? There has to be.
Listen, most definitely. You hope it's just this love triangle thing. You hope that's all there is, right?
Now, apparently this woman, I was reading it too. Like someone, I guess, went on, was interviewed in Dominican, claimed to be her. They couldn't verify, whatever. But this woman, apparently somebody interviewed her.
Right.
And she said that she wasn't involved with David. Their families were good friends.
Correct. I think it was her, Lou, because she's well known down there. I don't think she, some imposter could do it. Right. Day before.
To your point, Christian, it's like, it's awful news. Someone, shooting David Ortiz. And then you get, once he's okay and he's in the hospital and you're hearing updates and Tiffany's sending out updates on him and you hope everything is fine, you do have to sit back and say, what would cause somebody to want to shoot him? And if you sit there and say it's over a woman, that's something he's going to have to deal with. He and Tiffany, his wife, or whatever, his family have to deal with. But
yeah, but what
are the other alternatives?
When I hear, if you're emotional and you act out just randomly, right? You're so pissed, something happens right away, then you know what? You're not thinking. You run down to the place and you go crazy. Where is he? No, they practiced this.
Yeah.
They took dry runs and they had it all set up. It still sucked. They were terrible at it. But who does that? Just to make a point? And if they are trying to make a point, why? Why are they trying to make a point?
Well,
who are they sending the message to?
People talking about the $8,000 saying, that's it.
That's a lot of money down there.
In the Dominican?
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Especially for these guys. Do you think they're fully employed, these guys?
No, that's I'm just saying, that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's not,
it is.
That's not $8,000, here. That's a lot of money. These guys make, what, $90? Someone's out there working $90 whatever it is, right? A month or a year or whatever. They don't make that much money.
If you're really skilled, you can make $150 a month, something like that.
Yeah, but what is that really? Now they've arrested 7 guys now that are splitting $8,000.
Yeah
maybe really?
$1,000 each.
Yeah, but what do you? They probably do this all the time. But the thing I wonder is,
but it's David Ortiz. You thought you can get away with it?
Yeah, but the guy that's wanted for
your money.
They practiced, Lou.
Oh, they practiced, all right.
Yeah, it's a dry run. Hey, okay, now do it again from the top.
But one of them that was arrested is the one that's wanted in New Jersey or New York for attempted murder. Do you know where he shot the guy in New York? In the back.
Yeah, same thing. That is interesting, right?
It's almost like they don't want to kill you. Or something? Is there an issue?
It's like they don't want to, like killing you isn't, is too easy. They want you to have pain for the rest of your life.
But that's not what
they want you to bleed out.
That's not what this director of police said. The director of police said it was a hit to kill him. So you're right, Christian. How is there only one shot? And the one shot is in the back because there's nobody coming at this guy in the video that you see. Everybody is scrambling to get away, right? They're not going at him. Nobody is attacking and trying to protect Ortiz. He goes to the ground. The guy next to him who got hit in the leg.
David got lucky.
Yeah. He did get lucky.
He did because, if you see the video, this guy could have, where he shot it from, nothing was stopping him from taking 2 or 3 more steps to get closer.
Correct. Yeah, he could have got closer easily.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was, he got lucky. And again, it's strange. I almost feel like it is just, hopefully it's just over a woman.
All right. So
you know what I mean? Because if it is, it's like, okay, whatever. It's people make mistakes and, because I don't know what the alternative would be. These drug guys part of that stuff to come
out. Yeah, but I mean, there was an article in the Washington Post that mentioned, that referenced, Ortiz, hanging out with some bad guys,
dude. And he had been warned not to.
Yeah, but in the beginning, the articles talks about how he didn't know these guys were bad dudes. He didn't know they were wrapped up in like nasty stuff and in dangerous situations. So he distanced himself from them. And it went on to say that that it's an ongoing investigation what the relationship was like from the beginning. So if someone orchestrates a hit on you, it's not just because you cut them off as you were driving. Like, you really, really pissed somebody off to the point where their manhood was challenged. And they have to keep their status in the right position, so they have to do something about it.
Especially when you're talking about seven, eight locals.
They're looking for another woman as well.
Whatever. I'm just saying, like, that local.
Yes.
Who all idolized David Ortiz. And, I would imagine.
But they're all.
But he did something.
They're all working for somebody else.
Yeah, but still, it's like, you're working for someone, so you're scared of somebody else.
Yeah.
You're sitting there saying, okay, if I don't do this, he's going to kill me. You know what I mean? So it's the whole thing is just
so they tell
it's
you
so bizarre, because you still have to keep in mind like who he is in the Dominican. To get seven guys to put this conspiracy together to try to kill David Ortiz in the Dominican, where everybody loves him. So whoever the hell ordered that hit, that guy's scarier.
That's an excellent point, because you're telling these guys, these low level younger guys who grew up watching him, idolizing him, and they say, listen, you guys got to go kill David Ortiz. Wait, who? No, boss. No, we're not. No, we can't do it. We can't do it. No, listen, or else. Yeah. And then you don't need to say anything else, because you already know, or else means you're going to die, or your friends are going to die.
Or your family's going to die.
Yes, it's like a hurricane.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
So, I think this is, we're just scratching the surface of this. Unfortunately, I don't see how this gets better unless the government down there, they actually cover it up, hide it, stretch the truth, just avoid the truth altogether and just give you surface material. But somebody is going to go down there, knock on some doors, and get some hardcore answers.
Well, you guys tell me.
And they may disappear.
Because you guys were skeptics yesterday, and I understand why you're skeptic, because you're looking at that country, you're looking at the relationship that David Ortiz has with the president and whatever. Aren't you amazed that they've been able to uncover as much as they've been able to uncover?
Well, I give the authorities all the credit in the world.
Yeah.
I know somebody's like, you guys making it sound like, for me, it wasn't that they're, incompetent. That it was just like, to our point, the guy that shot David Ortiz, the guy that hired him, we would think that's why I thought he was dead already. The guy that shot him. Or the people that are involved in this. It was one or two. Yeah. I thought they would show up dead. Because I thought whoever hired them is really the guy. He's really the one with the power down there to hire someone to kill David Ortiz. And for it's the only way for it to come back to him. I mean, you got seven guys in custody. You should have a motive within hours. Why'd you do it? The guy in the motorcycle's like, I got no clue. I didn't know.
Yeah,
some guy just gave me whatever pesos to take. I'm an Uber driver, basically. I don't know. But now that you got six guys, seven people in custody, you should know really soon what the hell that motive is.
So you tell me. This is the strangest part of the story to me. So apparently, according to the law enforcement, some of those guys told the police. The shooter, by the way, is already said that he did it. He's already
admitted.
He's admitted it. But a couple of those guys claimed that David Ortiz, because as you just said, they love David Ortiz. They said he had been warned. Ortiz had been warned that this was coming, that there was a hit on him. If you're David Ortiz, on Sunday night, why are you showing up with
couple
of friends?
That goes back to what his rep said.
And no security.
But I'm just saying, was it Leo Lopez?
Yes.
I don't know if it's his name or not.
Yeah, Leo Lopez.
He did say if we felt like it was in a dangerous position, we wouldn't have been there. But given that news, did they just not believe it?
And he bought a car for this woman at $85,000 the day before? And you're showing up with no security, nobody around you, in an open area on
the
sidewalk?
People would protect him, yeah. It's like the fans love him. People love him.
Is he naive here? They love me in this country, yes. And nobody would do this?
Yeah, you don't think you get a little delusional with all the popularity?
But I don't blame him. Well, I'm just saying,
no blame him for not having security?
No, I'm just saying, in the Dominican, I don't blame him for feeling safe, given who he is. Same with Pedro. I don't blame him at all for thinking they're safe. Even if you, like you said, somebody says something like that to you, not here. Not on my island. Because that's what it is, their island.
Based on the crime and everything else down there, I think he was being really naive. If stuff like this was going on behind the scenes, he was well aware of it, and he's sitting there saying, well, nobody is going to do any harm to me. I mean, I think that would be pretty naive to walk openly through the Dominican. All right, we get back to your phone calls, and as we said, Christian
calls it
coming up in 15 minutes from now, yeah. Right? 15 yeah. minutes from now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
His alleged motorcycle getaway driver, Eddie Garcia, was captured and beaten severely by the enraged crowd with what police called, quote, blunt objects. Garcia has been charged with being an accomplice to attempted murder. His mother told CNN she wants Ortiz to know that her son didn't realize he was part of a murder-for-hire plot, and he is a big fan of Big Papi. That we love him lots. Me and my son are his fans, and this is a lie, she said. This couldn't have happened with my son. And much health. I want him to get well and to overcome this.
When in doubt, just play dumb. My kid's dumb. He doesn't know better.
Here's the other thing. So if they were practicing this, so it's Saturday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're practicing Saturday. They obviously knew that he was going to be at this dial bar and grill, whatever it is, on Sunday. But how did they know he was going to be there?
I don't know. Somebody tipped him off, probably. But they were one street over.
Yeah.
They had two cars, one street over, and then they used the motorcycle. Now, it could be that this kid, the mother's claiming was totally innocent. Maybe they were just using one of these other motorcycle drivers the day before. You know, they were just hiring him.
But still,
to your point, Christian, I don't know what was going on at this. Did they advertise that, you know, like, hey, we're, you know, at you know, Saturday night, Sunday night, check it out. Big Papi will be there.
Yeah.
You know, is there something
maybe
promotional event? Because if there was no promotional event, now you start looking at his own crew.
Yeah. Who's giving you up?
Listen,
who's
I'm telling you, Sunday night, we're going. So I'm bringing David.
Payback time.
Now you start looking into his so-called friends.
Yeah. That, was there an event that night? Because
I don't know. I have no clue. Dial bar? Was that what it was? Just right there in the street?
Dial.
So I don't know. Was there like a some event? Was it like, you know, some kind of night that you knew everybody was going to be there?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, is it one of these things where because David Ortiz is so well known and so popular down there that everyone just kind of knew, hey, this is where he's going to be because it's David Ortiz?
Man, I don't know. If
you're practicing the night before about a single location,
yeah,
in 48 hours he's going there. All right, let's start practicing.
We're talking about practice, man.
Because we know that's where he's going to be.
Yeah, and you know it's open air. You can be on one side of the street and run out the other end. And the car's going to be waiting for you. You can just drive off into the sunset.
We have not heard the end of this story. This one's going to continue on for some time. And by the way, it was not David Ortiz being wheeled out or on video last night to wave the banner. And it was not Tim Thomas either. Apparently, From what we're hearing today, Cam Neely actually did go to Idaho, try to see if he could get Tim Thomas out of the bunker. He started shooting at him, and apparently Cam had to leave. You know, he wasn't going to hang around.
Declare yourself. You're still living in Idaho?
Right, exactly. So they ended up, they couldn't get Tom Brady. So when you can't get Tom Brady, who do you get? Julian Edelman.
Me. I'll do it. I got a hat line. I got a clothing line. I got a baby out of wedlock. I got everything he's got.
I'll chug a
MVP.
Beer.
I can chug just as good as he does. I was a late round pick. Me. I'm an overachiever. Nobody gave me a shot either.
It was 34 jersey.
Yeah.
An Allie Raceman.
Oh, God. And the fist pump guy, yeah. Liam. Fitzgerald, is that what it is? Fitzgerald, I think it is, yeah. Back to the phones we go. Justin is in Haverhill. Hello, Justin.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not bad. Lovely watching you play, Lou and Christian.
All right, thank you, Justin. What's up?
They were both great.
I don't know, I didn't see you play much, so.
I didn't, so you got it there,
I was
Justin.
Just wondering, with all this happening with Big Papi, how can he go back to the Dominican Republic and be safe? I think some of the information must have come from his internal people.
I would say this, Justin. I would still have to find out.
What happened? Why?
Who did it?
And why?
Exactly.
And why?
Yeah, I mean, cheap down there.
Well, I'm just saying, if it was just some guy, you know, you're like, okay, him and his crew are in prison, whatever. But if it's just some drug lord, you know, gang leader who's got minions everywhere and he's away and his guys aren't happy that now their boss is put away, you know, and if there's some animosity still, then yeah, I think it's going to be tough for him to go home. But yeah. If it's just a...
His son, isn't his son in some, like, Dominican Republic, like, baseball university deal down there?
I'm not sure if he is
his son. That was the reason why
He was down there.
His son was.
Well, listen, I think they're in Miami, right? But when they go over there, sure. I mean, the Red Sox have their academy there. It's all about baseball. So I'm sure when David goes over there with D'Angelo's kid, who's now 14 and a good player, yeah, I'm sure that they kind of, you know, he's playing ball here or he's playing ball there. But it's not like I don't think he's in that league yet. He's only 14 years old.
Okay, I didn't know anything about it. I just read about it. So I was like, all right, is that something that he would be... And they said it was obviously very demanding baseball academy.
You know what is interesting? And I don't know about you guys. I was not paying much attention the last few years when these stories came out, including interviews with David Ortiz, where he was talking about how much more difficult it was to go back to his homeland right now because of security reasons. And suddenly all of these stories are now, these old stories are popping up. Other Dominican athletes in this country saying the same thing. Because of all of the fame, because of all of the money they have, they just simply can't go back to their homeland again. They just can't walk in there again. And think about this. For $7,800, six guys were told, you're part of a ring to shoot David Ortiz. For $7,800, one of them could have gone up there, taken his necklace or his bracelet. Trust me, it's worth more than $7,800.
Well, and the other thing is,
if they needed the money, right?
You know, having one guy do it is risky enough, okay? But then you're going to have involved six or seven people, and there may be another woman involved. I mean, what are the odds of them squealing on you and giving you up? I mean, you have seven different people who could possibly give you up if you're the person who ordered the hit. It's just so stupid.
Amateur hour. That's what it is.
No,
these aren't real criminals. They're like, you know.
You've seen the movies.
The world's
get one
dumbest
guy,
criminals.
And then after
the
job is done, you have to kill him.
Right.
Then nobody knows about it.
Right. I'm glad you watch movies. Harry is in Quincy. What do you got, Harry? Harry hung up. Sorry about that.
How about Alex?
Let's go to
Alex.
Okay, let me go to Alex in Rhode Island. Yeah. Hi, Alex.
Keep the theme the same.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I was just thinking, maybe they should question the guys in the bar. You know, the staff at the bar. I mean, if the guy had that money to pay to hire a killer, and they should have the money to pay the guys at the bar who make less than the guys that are working for him.
Yeah, you know what, though?
Yeah, but Alex, we're talking about these people for the day before. We're practicing. So now if David just showed up and somebody at the bar called up and said, hey, Ortiz just walked in, and they scrambled and they went and did this, that's one thing. They practiced days before the actual night of the shooting. So Ahead of time, a couple days ahead of time, they knew he was going to be there that night.
Okay, but it could be as innocent as somebody behind the bar. The owner of the bar said, hey, David Ortiz is going to be here tomorrow night. And so he gets excited about David Ortiz, and he passes it on to somebody else, not knowing that it's a hit job to shoot David Ortiz. It's, hey, Big Poppy's going to be in our restaurant, our bar tomorrow night,
right?
It could possibly be that innocent. This is the few minutes that we give in the entire week, because Lou and I are not willing to give up additional minutes, but we give him a few minutes
for the
big lug over here to have his own little private segment.
We have a new open, too.
We love the open.
High production value.
Did you produce this, too?
No, Ryan produced this. Well, together.
It's a collaborative effort.
Yeah, I got you back, Mr. Aff.
Christian calls it coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Fourier.
Out of Boston, the great Christian Fourier.
Following the great Christian Fourier.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't care what Lou thinks.
Christian Fourier.
I damn sure don't care what Glenn thinks.
Your boy, Fourier.
And I don't care what you think.
Who's more talented than Christian Fourier?
Because this is Christian Calls It. Finally, my own segment! Okay, so let me tell you what my topic is first. When you go into a dentist, you can tell them that you don't want to talk while they're actually working inside your mouth. People should be either weighed or they need to be stuffed into a version of your suitcase. It's the shame that exists if I don't put that change in their little cup. Listen, it's my money, technically. You can only choose going forward in time or going back into the future.
Way to go, Christian. Good job.
Maybe the door opens and your leg is gone.
I'm a POS.
Oh, that's shaming you.
That's shaming everybody. Yeah. I love you all, but it's impossible to have a conversation. So you go 100 years. They're flying cars.
Out of Boston, the great Christian Fourier.
Christian Fourier.
Christian Fourier.
Person.
Something like the week.
Your boy, Fourier.
Now play my music. This is how we do it.
How about that? Hold on 1 second.
I like
what?
It.
Sorry, I don't want to screw around with your time.
Very good,
I know.
Ryan. Excellent job. Thank you.
This is the only
Team
time
Fourier.
You get.
Very Team good. Fourier.
Two issues. First of all, I want to congratulate you for getting an open. You clearly deserve it.
He's got a couple opens.
Second,
I like that.
Second of all, far too long.
What do you mean far too long?
Far too long.
How long was that?
It was a minute.
Should be 30 seconds.
Christian,
get out the stuff in the middle. Take the stuff out of the middle.
He came into my studio today and said, I need something as epic as this segment is going to be every week.
That's the other problem I was going to say.
Dress that up.
Epic music for when the game is on the line, not for when you're doing a freaking segment on a Thursday at 4:30.
Really, the Michael Jordan show is
music.
So stop wasting my time.
What is the topic?
So
I don't even know.
So yesterday, last night, I'm having dinner with some friends, and before our friends show up at the bar that we're watching the game at, my wife and I started having this conversation, and I don't know how we came across this conversation, but she said that if she was firing somebody, she would do such a good job of firing them and not hurting their feelings that after she was done, they would feel like they had sex with her. And I was like,
without actually having sex.
Would you repeat that?
No, she would do such a good job of easing the pain by, you know, explaining to them why their services weren't needed anymore, that they would feel good about themselves. That they would feel so good, it would feel like they just had sex.
So let me ask you.
She's a talented woman, I gotta tell you.
Has she ever done that?
Yes, she has.
Because I was going to say, that's a nice thought, but I think it's impossible.
Yeah, because she said that I would be terrible at it. And I said, okay, let's role play. And of course, our friends end up showing up. Yeah, I said, okay, fire me. Fire me right
the
now.
The woman who's talking
then,
about having sex.
Yeah, I said, and act like, you know, because I feel like there's two different ways to do it, which made me think of that scene from Moneyball where Billy Bean's character, who is a Brad Pitt, says this.
Would you rather get a bullet to the head or fired to the chest and bleed to death?
Are those my only two options?
Go on the road with the team.
Okay, so she's making this seem like, okay, the best way to fire somebody is to, you know, make them feel good. Hey, listen, you know what? Hey, you've done an awesome job. Hey, I'm gonna do everything I can to help you out in the future. I'm gonna make sure that, you know, I take care of you. You know, let's stay in touch. My thing is bull crap. When you get fired from anywhere and you leave the building, they go, Not my problem anymore.
Right.
So why go? Why feel better about yourself by doing it the easy, you know, comfortable way, trying to make that other person feel better about themselves? Just cut to the chase. You suck. We don't need you anymore. Have a good life.
Yeah, but you're wasting your time. I agree with you. You're wasting your time if you're trying to fire somebody and make them feel good about it. You just fired them. How are they going to feel good about it?
No, but for some reason, people feel like there's an easy way to do it.
Oh, yeah, I'm calling BS on that little approach that she has.
I am, too.
What do you mean? You're calling my wife a liar?
It's a good thought. Oh, is your wife?
That's
your wife. Good thought. No, I'm saying that I don't think you can execute it that way. Because, number one, I mean, depends on who you're firing, right? And the situation behind it.
Chuck's wife.
If you're sitting there and you got some player that's made $90 million in his life and he says, listen, you're fired. We're cutting you. You probably oh, no big deal, but most people, if they're fired, they're thinking about their family. They're thinking about their next job, no matter what you say, most people don't want to hear it. They want to fight.
No,
you know what I mean. They hate you.
It doesn't.
You're not going to make them feel good.
No, and that because the other scene. So this is what happens in Moneyball. Great scene in Moneyball. So Jonah Hill plays Peter Brand, right? So they do, okay, let's role play. So Jonah Hill tries to fire Brad Pitt.
Billy, please have a seat. I need to talk to you for a minute.
Go on.
You've been a huge part of this team, but sometimes you have to make decisions that are best for the team. I'm sure you can understand that.
You're cutting me.
I'm really sorry.
I just bought a house here.
Well.
In Oakland.
Well,
that's all you got to say? My kid just started a new school. They made friends.
That's,
too bad.
You shouldn't pull them out in the middle of the school year.
What the hell are you talking about?
I love that scene. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and then he makes him go down there. I think they release some player, right? He makes him go and do it.
And he just goes, he just fires the guy and says, hey, sit down, we're releasing you. The guy says, okay, and he picks up his bag and he leaves. So when Kim is talking about this, I'm like, no, that may work good in maybe your world.
No, it's not going
to work. Nobody wants to be kind of, I don't know, just drop me like a bad habit and then get out of my way because now we're not friends anymore.
Wasn't it George Costanza?
And I will not be calling you, and I know that you're not going to be calling me.
Wasn't it George Costanza that got fired and just kept on showing up the next day?
Yeah, you can't fire me. I just keep showing up.
I actually have you guys ever seen the Hard Knocks episode?
Glenn did that week he got fired.
And I was going to say, what did they say to you? What did they say to you?
They said it was fired. They said they are hiring Mike Salk, and I said, good luck.
Oh, yeah. Well, stay in touch. Don't be a stranger.
Got it.
401k.
No, I think quick to the point. If that's the question, like how would just whatever, just okay. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Well, you mentioned the guys that showing up. There was a scene in Hard Knocks one year where the guy was fired. They call him, I don't know what they call him. They call him the Turk, the guy, the hatchet man, the guy that you know. Once cut time comes around, he looks around for all the guys that are on the bubble. He says, "Hey, the coach wants to see you." And the key word was bring your playbook. If they said bring your playbook, you know you were done.
Gone. Right.
So what? Or okay, they always said, "Hey, keep your phone by your side or stay in your hotel before cell phones. We're going to be calling you." Well, some guys wouldn't answer their phone. They wouldn't answer their cell phone. They would just show up. Or every time that they would say, "Hey, bring your playbook," they would just show up in the meeting room because they refused to leave.
Yeah, and it was like in spring training. I think it's every Thursday you get meal money.
So if you didn't get your meal money, you knew you were getting
cut. Every Thursday you knew. So a lot of times it was cut day. Rather than hand you whatever it is for the week, you know, I don't know, it's just like $100 a day, right? Whatever it is just for spending money. You knew those days when the game was over, you know, you're walking back in the locker room. I had a few of these. You're like, I'm not going back in the locker room. Why? Well, because, you know, the bench coach, he wants to talk to you.
I talk a big game, but I think if someone said, "Hey, listen, you need to go fire this guy for me," I think in the moment I'd be like, "Hey, man, what's going on? Wow, did you see that game last night?"
You would try to do that.
I think I would. I think I'd be a little nervous.
But you'd give it away.
Have a seat.
I'd wear it on your sleeve. I think I would start crying, and therefore they would feel sorry for me.
Yeah. No, it's bad.
That might actually work.
Have you coached like youth sports?
Yes, but I've never had to cut anybody.
You had to cut a kid?
No, have you?
No.
You've had to. At Mason's age group?
Yes. No, like unfortunately.
Nine years old?
Yeah, they told us we could only keep 13. Like, last year, just that many kids tried out, so it was no big deal. But
Christian
this year,
team has 80
you can only
kids
keep
on
13.
It.
And it's like, you can only keep 11 in these tournaments. And we had kids trying out, and it's like, oh, my God, what? I can't do this.
Can you imagine?
To the point where if you're on the phone and you're talking to someone, you're like, you know what?
Well, don't you tell
screw
the parents
it, you're on the team, and then you go. But you can't do that.
Can you imagine
tell
little
the parents anyways? Though you wouldn't tell the kid.
You know, you tell the parents.
So I would.
That's
I'm
even
sure
worse.
I would say that is worse because they probably hate you.
Well, yeah, no, but, I mean,
because you know
what?
He just wants to be on the team.
But you know what happens if you try to tell the kid?
Because now they got
to
tell the kid.
If you try to tell the kid, it's the fat kid. It goes, Mr. Marloni.
Why is it got
to
be the fat kid?
Mr. Marloni.
Aren't there skinny, unathletic people too?
Can I just play two innings in right field?
Sounds like someone's childhood right now.
I know. I'll do whatever it takes.
No, it's not fun.
And
I can see where it's like, all right, you need to go do this. And you get there and you're like, I'm not. To the point where you're like, I came to cut you, but you know what? You made the team.
See, yeah, you're going to pull that card.
Yeah, because you just
try and screw
you
them.
Feel so bad. You're like, I couldn't do it.
So the scene in Major League where the guy puts a little red ticket in the locker, that really doesn't happen in baseball.
Not so much.
Like, either. If you get a red ticket, that means go see the manager.
There's never red tickets when I was playing. So
all I can tell you
before that, I have no idea.
All I can tell you, I'm looking forward to Hard Knocks with the Oakland Raiders this year, because can you imagine with Mark Davis and Mike Mayock and John Gruden on cut day? Can you imagine the stuff that's going
to
go on there?
So Mayock's going to be the guy then.
Yep.
He's the GM, unless he has a guy underneath him.
Yep.
Oh, actually, it has to be Gruden. Gruden has to be the guy, right? I mean, you don't just say goodbye and then the head coach doesn't even see you.
I'm telling you, it will kill their season. You can already see it happening right now. It will destroy their season.
Well, they went through the last six Hard Knocks or whatever it was, and all the records – the record that they had that year, they were on Hard Knocks. None of them made the playoffs.
Right.
Not one team that was on Hard Knocks made the playoffs.
Well, how many coaches got fired during that?
Well, they probably all of them. Right. Atlanta,
Hugh Jackson,
Atlanta.
And Cleveland got fired.
Atlanta kept his job.
They kept his job.
Yeah, go to Fitzy real quick in Dartmouth.
Fitzy's in Dartmouth. Hello, Fitzy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's
good
up,
to
Fitzy?
Talk to the mouse, the hedgehog, and the rhino.
Yes, okay. What's
thank
up,
you, Fitzy?
Listen, I just want to throw out there. Years ago, I was in the car business, and I was the hatchet man. I was sent around to fire people that weren't performing. And it wasn't a conversation. A conversation is a back and forth. It was a statement. It wasn't, it's been great having you. No, your services are no longer needed. End of story. And they would freak out, or they'd go, yeah, I knew it was coming. You know, it's not a ha-ha, how you doing, shake my hand. It's, you are done. Thank you. There's the door.
Wow. What if that person was a hard worker
and
been there for
there.
20 years and you just you're that cold to them?
There's a difference between getting laid off and being fired. If you're fired, it's for poor job performance, which has been documented. It's been paper trailed. You've had
what's the difference between being fired and let go? At the end, you don't have a job. So, really.
It's difference in presentation. And
there you go.
And you would be one of those guys. You would be one of those guys. I can tell you because you got no balls. You have no balls.
Ballless.
So you would sit there and say, listen, we've had budget cuts, and therefore we're laying you off. Even though the employee's been screwing around, messing everything up.
You fire me?
Laying you off. Because it's gently giving you a little sex on the way out. We're laying you off.
Is that what it is?
Yes, that's
little,
what it is.
You know what?
Well, contrary
for the effort,
to what your wife told you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, okay, fine. There it is.
Like
thank you very much. Have a nice day.
No, Fitzy's onto it, though, because regardless of what the presentation is going to be, you're going to feel the exact same way, whether it's done nicely or whether they just throw you out on your ass.
So you've been fired a bunch of times,
I've been
Ryan?
Fired many times.
And really?
You're not that old.
No, I'm not that old either. Because I've gotten the nice presentation. I've got the, F you get out presentation. And I've had the, look, we're going to fire you. And I'm like, okay. And then four or five times, I'm like, all right, they're not really firing me. And I will say from my experience, the F you get out is the best, because then when I'm flipping out and I'm screaming at my steering wheel as I'm driving home.
Not you. You're not getting angry.
I don't feel like I'm overreacting, because the conversation that I'm having is basically the same conversation that I have with my employer.
So you're a self-talker in the car?
Oh, yeah.
Like you have arguments with yourself? Role play in the car.
If you heard out loud,
like, you're firing me? Here, yeah, I'm firing you. No, I'm firing you. You firing me?
Were you
oh, really?
Car that night?
Yeah, he gets tough when he gets to the car.
Oh, the car.
He has all the great comebacks
if I
when
see
he gets
you
to the
again,
car.
This is what I'm going to say to you.
I wanted to keep talking to him. He hung up on me.
Well, I'll prove you wrong. Wait, did you know that Ryan sold women's shoes?
I worked in a family shoe store.
You said
I was commissioned
shoe salesman.
He
said he was Al Bundy, basically.
I was.
From
that? No, that was the job.
There was an ulterior motive for selling women's shoes. So hold on. You didn't sell men's shoes.
That's kind
of
crazy. I sold men's shoes, women's shoes, and sneakers.
Did you have a foot
motive.
Fetish?
God, no.
There's a motive.
That's creepy.
No, these are pretty feet.
Terrible shoes.
Doing that. I can see Ben selling shoes for women.
Lou, do you remember he tried to fire, the big fella tried to fire Tyler like a month ago.
That's well.
Yes, he did.
did.
That's Tyler.
That was a gentle way.
We're best friends now, though.
That was screaming at him.
I just invited him to my house. We
just leave.
About?
Just leave now. Just
party.
Yeah, because you feel guilty. You want to give him some sex on the way out.
That doesn't make
of
any
the
sense.
Firing.
Go one more. Go to Joe, and then we'll be done. Go to Joe.
Joe's in Maine. Hello, Joe.
Hey, I've had a business for 38 years. Over that time, I fired maybe half a dozen people. And, you know, early on, it was really hard. After a little bit longer, it got easier. And finally, I realized I never regretted firing anybody that got fired. I never missed that employee. And, you know, if you're thinking somebody needs to be fired, just fire them. You'll feel better afterwards.
Yeah, but nobody has the balls to do that. You know,
because sure
it's an awful thing you're looking at, especially if, you know, if it's a family person, they got kids, you're sitting there going, oh my God.
Yeah, that's seen in Moneyball.
Yeah,
I got kids.
Right,
I just moved here.
You get emotional. Maybe you know the kid's situation. You're like, oh, this is just
what am I
going to
tell my wife?
Bad timing for me to fire this guy, this kid, whatever, right? That makes it worse. It'd be hard.
All right, there you go. There's Christian calls it.
I don't have
any
exit music yet, like that allows people to know that the segment is over.
I would take half of the open and put it in
the
close.
For the back half? Of, maybe.
Yes,
we're working
on it. Half or whatever.
Listen, it's once a week, dude. It's 15 minutes once a week.
I give you credit. You know, you had some initiative this week. You worked with Ryan. You put something together. It's just too long. Just cut it down. People don't want to hear a minute leading into the piece.
Oh, you'll be begging for that open in the dead of July when there's nothing going on with baseball.
Let's put it this way, okay? I want to fire that opening. Okay, that opening should be fired. Fire it.
I was just
fired my opening. I quit. Fire it. Exactly. We'll get back to the Bruins. Plus, there's something new with Kyrie Irving. Could he be coming back to the Celtics after all? Ooh.
And Bill Belichick is shaking down the Houston Texans.
Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.